Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us on a Tuesday. Tony Morrell in an hour. My friends at Roasters want to make sure that you get all the fellas right back with school. You know, take that the guys over to school. I mean, over to Roosters, get them ready for school. Guys, you know, you need to treat yourself too. You work, you take care of the kids, you take care of all the responsibilities around the house, and you need to treat yourself sometimes too. Your lady will notice a difference in you. You're going to smell better, look better, straight razor shave on the back of that neck. Me and Swoopy-Doo over there, we're looking good today. We're swooped up.
Mm.
You need to look as good as we do today. Go by and see our friends at Roosters. They're at Pelham Road over in Greenville. 884-8920, roostersmgc.com. The American Style Barbershop is back with the modern touches. The ladies over there are going to treat you great. Men, get your hair cut at Roosters. You're going to love it. roostersmgc.com. Yesterday, Dabo Swinney met with the media following practice. Actually, this was not yesterday. This was last night, a little after 8:30. And let you hear some of the excerpts from what Dabo had to say yesterday. It covers a lot of topics here, Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24. A lot of personnel issues out there. But let's let you hear a little bit from Dabo after practice last night.
It was good. You know, game's a different game in pads, obviously. But, you know, really pleased the first 2 days. I thought we got a lot done. And you don't play the game in shorts, but we were able to get a lot done. Very pleased with the retention from, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, I expected to have good retention. And, boy, I thought we hit the ground running with those guys. But it was that next group of guys that I was hoping to see a jump in knowledge, you know, to go with the improvement that I've seen physically since spring practice. And I saw that in a bunch of guys those first couple days. And so that was really encouraging. And today, you know, again, it's a different game. You put the pads on. But I thought they responded well. There were some wins on both sides. There were some losses on both sides. But this is going to be a really tough practice field. Our biggest battles are going to be on this practice field. That's very evident for me to see. Very competitive group. You know, down there and started down there and inside today. And the one-on-ones are really fun to watch. I'm very encouraged with what I've seen. Got our secondary guys so far at this point, and we're night and day at wideout from where we were this time last year. Just knowledge, you know, details, understanding. It's so encouraging to see that group of guys last year, you know, that were just kind of learning. They're all at another level of understanding and you know, just their route running, they're cleaning up things at their break points and influencing their routes. And it's fun to see that. And then, you know, DK and Justin kind of jumping in there. DK's had the spring and he's made improvements. And, you know, Justin is really natural. Love his coachability. You never know until you start coaching a guy where he's going to be. And, you know, I've had some guys really talented that I just go, oh boy, okay, it's going to take a little while here to get them where they need to be. And he's one of those guys that's just very natural at a lot of things. And the things that we need to correct and clean up, he's hungry for that coaching and he really applies it. So, just overall really pleased with what I've seen to this point. The guys in the trenches are grinding, kind of mixing it up a little bit in practice, you know, just kind of randomly just, you know, call a guy out and throw a guy in and create some unique matchups and do some one-on-ones in some of our team periods. So just challenging them a little, especially some of these guys that from a depth standpoint that I know can play. But trying not to let them get in a routine of who they're always going against. But so far, so good. A lot of competition at punter and kicker. That's going to be a battle right there. I mean, I'm really pleased with what I've seen from a competition standpoint And it's going to be interesting to see who steps up and wins that job.
Has it been fun watching the quarterbacks go at it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, just what I thought there, too. They're all better. You know, it's unbelievable competition. You know, there's just this sense of urgency on every play. And I love that. You know, as a coach, they don't get no better than that. I mean, when every single play, there's just this level of intensity at that position. And it's awesome. It's awesome. But there, you know, Kelly has had three good days. Had a really good day today. I thought this might have been his best day. And Trevor he's just better in all facets from where he was in the spring. I mean, so he's just continued to improve. He's heavier. I think that's really helped him. Knowledge-wise, he's in his first 3 days, he's cut down. He's still making some mistakes, but he's cut way down on those mistakes. He's still kind of figuring out some things on the type of throws that he can make, which that's what practice is for, you know? I mean, he's a guy that, you know, kind of thinks he can make every throw. And in high school, he was pretty much able to make all those throws, whereas the windows are a little tighter. The guys are a little longer. They're a little more athletic. They can get to the spots a little quicker. And so I think he's figuring that out a little bit. But just love where he is, just size and strength and just his improvement and knowledge. And then same thing with Chase. You know, Chase got some reps with all three groups today, and it was good to see him, you know, really just consistently perform. I think he's had a good couple days in a row as well. So just really pleased with him. And then Ben, you know, Ben he's got the furthest to go, and he's got a lot on him right now, and those quarterbacks are doing a good job with him, but really pleased with how he's thrown the ball. And he's just, you know, he's just kind of jumped right in there and is holding his own. So those guys have had three good days. We got a long way to go. We just got into some situation stuff today. We really hadn't, first 2 days, it was really pretty vanilla, a lot of installation, and today we got into some third down. There's a lot going on third down, especially against our defense, with all the looks and, you know, fronts and pressures, depending on, you know, third and three, third and nine, whatever situation we're in. So, a good day, a good start with the pads on. Tomorrow is another day in shells. And then, you know, Wednesday we'll kind of take it another level. We'll get into a little bit of first time. We can get into some live work. You know, we're limited. It really can do, once we get into full pads, we can pretty much do it when we want, but I limit that, so I try to pick and choose when we go live, just to, you know, it's just kind of what I believe in, and getting the team ready to play. So, you know, we're in a good spot right now, and health wise, I think we'll get Feaster back. I think he's going green tomorrow, so we'll get him back rolling tomorrow in green, and hopefully full go here. And same, Skowski's close. He's still a little tender, but working to get back here pretty soon too.
When you talk about the quarterback competition with those guys, how often do you talk to them about it and let them know that, you know, what you're deciding is best for the team and nothing's personal or anything like that when you make a decision?
Well, I mean, we communicate with our guys all the time. I mean, that's we grade everything. I mean, quarterback. I mean, everybody's on the same. We're very transparent here. Everybody knows, you know, where they stand. And I don't mean they always like that, but that's just comes with the territory. And, you know, that's one of the things I believe in. Every year I sit down and I have exit meetings, and, you know, we go through all the information. We go through from strength conditioning to academics to, you know, where you are as a player, both just personally and competitively, and what you got to do to get better, and you know, just very transparent with our guys. I you know, it's just what we do. So they all know. I mean, you know, we create that in our culture here. Of we reset every year. We reset every year, and you got to go earn it. You got to go be the best guy. So that's just what we have here. And it doesn't matter who it is. You all got to go prove it. You can't rest on your laurels around here. If you do, then you're gonna get exposed on this practice field.
That is Dabo Swinney from yesterday. Zach Ormistor, 24. What'd you hear? Give me something that you learned over there. What'd you learn?
I learned that Dabo is who we thought he was, right? You know, he gets asked a question about the top two quarterbacks and goes on and talks about all four of them. Right? And it's just vintage Dabo.
We got asked a couple times on our healthcare text line, 986-1566. Was that a slot machine? What was that going on? Those are the jugs machine of the receivers going through post-practice drills of, you know, catching balls. And so that machine comes out, throws it as hard as you want to throw it, and so those guys are going through that. In the video that I saw last night, the quarterbacks go out after practice and throwing more too, and that's just good to see a lot of that. That's the culture that you saw there. I learned, I think the number one thing I learned, there's several things. First, competition at punter? Question mark? I knew the competition at place kicker.
Mm-hmm.
That this wide receiver group is better now than it was this time last year. Part of that is T. Higgins growing up. Part of that is Amari Rodgers now becoming more familiar with it. Part of it is the injection of Kendrick and Ross. I think Cornell Powell's probably better today than he was. Part of it was they just had a difficult time with Kane and McLeod and retention and attention level and just their overall aspects of the game, you know, that their consistency. Both are talented players.
Sure.
Both will play in the NFL. But, you know, making the meetings on time, paying attention during meetings, stuff like that, that was not their deal.
No.
Staying awake during meetings, that was not their deal. So they're better off today than they were this time last year. The group's more attentive, and as a result, you know, they'll do the little things a lot better. On Twitter, Ed writes in, at Mr. Orr24, at Mickey Pollard, you reckon Bryant would be better with elite athlete around him, with the elite talent around him? Well, I think he means Kelly Bryant, not Austin Bryant, right? I think he has that. I mean, part of your question would be, he will improve this year because the wide receiver corps has improved this year. And he's got another year under his belt. I would expect a better year from Kelly Bryant this year than last year. Yes. Part of it is, though, that how much of those guys not being elite last year had to do with
Kelly
Bryant, some limitations that he had.
Yeah. That's a fair question.
Or what the staff didn't think he could do.
Also a fair question.
Yeah. All those kind of go together. We touched on that a million times here. QCT writes in, part of the wide receiver group improving is addition by subtraction, just the truth. Yeah, I agree with that.
What else did I learn? I learned that he's responsible with his team when it comes to pad work.
Right.
You know,
you have to be nice.
They're in shells yesterday and today, and tomorrow they'll be in full pads and do a little bit more popping, and that'll be something to.
They're waiting on you to come out before they start popping.
I want to see that. I want to see a couple of people get popped tomorrow.
You're gonna see a little paw drill down there, and you're gonna see some guys just going and just busting each other's face mask.
I hope we do a little paw drill early.
Bent face mask. Oh, they will. You'll see it. Last year it was Jordan Williams that I think stole the show. So we'll see. If, you know, he's up to 305 pounds, by the way.
Goodness gracious.
I'm ready to tell you this.
Yeah. And
I want to see it tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I'm ready to tell you that there is a chance that after watching the team in practice tomorrow,
yeah,
I'm prepared to tell you that this might be the deepest, most talented football team they've ever had here.
Watch them stretch tomorrow. Just watch them stretch. And you can...
It's the best stretching team we've ever had.
You can get that conclusion. You can arrive at that conclusion.
Best looking, most talented, deepest they've ever had. Doesn't mean the best now. Don't know about the leadership yet. Don't know how about the personality of the team yet. The competitive nature of it yet.
Watch the documentary on the U tonight. Watch the 30 for 30 on the U. And then go to practice tomorrow.
That team had 30-some-odd pros on it.
That's what I want you to do.
This team might have the same thing.
That's what I want you to do.
There's just depth everywhere. And not a lot of teams can say that we could play our third-team wide receiver, our third-team running back, our third-team tight end, our third-team tackle, our third-team defensive end, third-team linebacker, third-team cornerback, and feel good about it. This third-team kicker. And feel good about it. This team has that. This is a talented football team. I want to see it in person for sure. But this is a talented team. My friend Dave just texted in, why wait till tomorrow? I want to see it with my eyes first. I saw it in the spring. I want to see these newcomers come in. Hadn't seen McMichael yet. Hadn't seen Goodrich yet. Hadn't seen Ross yet. Hadn't seen McFadden yet. Sure. Haven't seen Potter yet. I want to see this team assembled for the first time. But I am prepared to tell you, I'm expecting to tell you on Thursday morning, deepest, most talented team that I've ever seen here. And that's saying a lot, brother. Healthcare text line, what would Vegas do? Clemson's number twos versus Sacramento's number ones. In Death Valley? What are you doing with a little U over there? What is that?
I'm telling you, man. Just look at this team.
You think it's the U, huh?
They act like it.
Yeah.
Not the off-the-field nonsense, but the swagger and confidence so far is that. Reminiscent of that.
Mm. How about that, man? You ready to make that statement? It's going to be interesting to see. I'm looking forward to it tomorrow. We'll have that report for you on Thursday. I can't wait to see that. It's going to be an awful lot of some very talented evaluations tomorrow. Looking forward to that. My friends over at Tiger Sports Shop. One of the things I do every single year is I go invest tons of my resources in the new Nike stuff. And every single year, I am excited for it to come out. Almost all of it is in now. The staff at Tiger Sports Shop has this stuff out. They still have new stuff coming in all the time. But boy, the 2018 shirts and hats and visors and jackets and all looks great. I will tell you this. I thought the biggest improvement, there's more ladies stuff there than I've ever seen before. I went over and checked things out for the ladies stuff. And there's more ladies Nike apparel than I've ever seen before. Not just that, just great looking things and everything you need for a Clemson fan getting ready for this big day. You know, we have Picture Day coming up on Sunday. Fan Appreciation Day.
Picture Day is coming up in about an hour and a half.
Yeah, Fan Appreciation Day on Sunday. Is that the 12th? Is that right by saying that? Today's the 7th. Boy, my days are running together now. Yes. So if you're coming in town this weekend for Fan Appreciation Day, make Tiger Sports Shop your stop. TigerSports.com. Check things out in advance. They're ordering them in advance. 364 College Avenue, 1102 Tiger Boulevard. It's a great friend at Tiger Sports Shop, TigerSports.com. Come town this weekend. Check those folks out. We'll take a break. We'll come back. I have a million thoughts, a million texts, a million tweets, a million phone calls. You got a lot to do when you come back for more after this.
Hey, Clemson fans. 2018 Clemson women's basketball season ticket packages are now on sale. Join new head coach Amanda Butler in her first year at the helm. Tickets are only $60, or add them on to your men's basketball season tickets for just $20. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON. And we'll see you in Little John Coliseum.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at LakesideLodgeClemson.com. That's LakesideLodgeClemson.com.
Happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must text now.
Superior virility on demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Just text Red to 474747 to participate in our free nationwide trial. Text Red to 474747 and be one of the thousands to proudly say, I take Red. Text RED to 474747.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
He's a celebrity, but he has a simple soul.
Now, back to Mickey and Zach.
First things first. I'm the realist. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. You know, just me and Iggy just hanging out.
Oh, man.
Drop it low and pick it up. You know what she says? When she says, IGGY.
Yeah.
I always tell my wife, MICKEY.
There you go. How often is the song playing in the Plyler house?
Often. I love it.
Just making sure.
You know why? Because I'm so fancy.
You are.
I mean, you ought to know.
You live quite the lifestyle.
Right. Absolutely. Speaking of living quite the lifestyle, your lifestyle can improve down at Palmetto Dunes at PalmettoDunes.com. I got some great emails from Palmetto Dunes in recent days and just highlighting things like some awesome golf packages that are out there. Their fall golf packages are out. And look, they can do this in so many different ways. How many guys you taking down? How many girls you taking down? Family stuff? You're gonna get the old fellas down? You get the old corporate retreat down? I mean, Palmetto Dunes has really almost any way you want to do. You want to play extra golf? You want to play 3 days? 2 days, 3 nights? How you want to do it? There's just all kinds of unbelievable deals going on right now at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. You know, one of the things I read, this is on their website currently. I read this yesterday, I think it was. The kid-friendly guide to Palmetto Dunes. So many of you out there have kids. It's at the end of the summer, or you want to just get away maybe Labor Day weekend. There's an awesome kid-friendly guide to Palmetto Dunes. Just showing you what all they have for the kids out there. The golf stuff, the tennis stuff, the fishing, beach, cycling, stuff like that. They're going to love it. Your kids are going to love it. Your family's going to love it. Your golf trips are going to love it. It's Palmetto Dunes and Palmetto Dunes. .com. We had a really cool announcement yesterday from the South Carolina Golf Association. We find out now the South Carolina Golf Hall of Fame, two new inductees. A friend of mine, a guy that I actually lived with for a couple of years, Charles Warren, former Clemson superstar, NCAA champion, guy who was on the PGA Tour and the Web.com Tour, and really one of the great players out of Columbia originally and lives over in Greenville now. Truly great player. Charles Warren going to the South Carolina Golf Hall of Fame. Also, Kelly Tillman of the Golf Channel, who great junior player and played at Duke and has made a big impact on the Golf Channel. Kelly Tillman going in. So congratulations to Charles Warren and Kelly Tillman for their Golf Hall of Fame, South Carolina Golf Hall of Fame induction. That'll be in January. We'll try to get both those folks on to talk more about that in the fall as they get ready to go in. So congratulations to very well-deserved honors for the South Carolina Golf Hall of Fame. Hey, Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com, the award-winning resort. I'm looking at a magazine right now named the third best resort in the South. I'm looking at this one right now, the World Leisure Magazine's World Best Awards. Looking at the Certificate of Excellence by TripAdvisor. Just see what people say about it and think about it. I'm going to tell you right now, go to PalmettoDunes.com, get on the email list, save yourself some great money. It's Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Mr. Orr 24, several things here. Let's talk about, in this segment, we have not done this yet, talk about Jalen Hurts and what you heard last night. I heard Kelly Bryant talk about the Clemson situation after practice last night. You heard Dabo mention about the transparency of it.
Sure.
Apparently, either Hurts doesn't have a very good understanding of it, or Clemson is handling it different than Alabama. Shocked there, by the way, that Clemson would handle anything different than Alabama.
Doesn't sound like us.
Right. But what were your thoughts about the comments Jalen Hurts made and just how upset he seems to be about how the situation is being handled in Tuscaloosa?
If you haven't listened to it or seen it or watched whatever, I encourage you to go do that. I was surprised that he was made available to the media, actually. I was surprised that he was allowed to say those things and speak out in that manner. He's upset. He's not happy that no one on the coaching staff has talked to him, allegedly, that no one's reached out to him about where he stands and where he stands going forward. It's just, it was surprising to see an Alabama quarterback and a Nick Saban team step out into the limelight like that and kind of blast them.
Are you more surprised about how Alabama handled all this, or are you more surprised about how Jalen Hurts?
I'm more surprised that Alabama let it happen.
Yeah.
I have no problem with what he said, by the way. I thought all of it was fine. I'm just surprised that he was given the opportunity to do so.
You'd rather him just be held under wraps?
That's not at all what I said. I'm just surprised that he was given the opportunity, especially at a place like Alabama.
How do you not give him the opportunity?
You can make guys available and not available to the media.
So you want to hold him under wraps?
No, I don't want to do that.
Right.
I'm saying Alabama would be a place to do that.
Right. Okay. So you're surprised Alabama didn't hold him under wraps?
Yes.
Okay. Now I got you. I'm not saying you personally. I mean, yeah.
What did you think?
I was surprised as well. Everybody gives coaches speak and everybody gives the non-committed speech and really nobody ever says a word anymore. No one's honest. No one's upfront about it. Jalen Hurts was very honest about it. He said, no one asked me what's on my mind. Now when I'm trying to handle the situation, now it's kind of like too late. It's too late. The narrative's already been written. He said, I was kind of shocked. He said he wasn't sure if he'd be on the roster for the season opener. So I was kind of shocked he said that. I told him, like I'll tell you today, I'm going to be here. So he's not transferring out this year. But his feelings were hurt. He was never told where, according to Hurts, was never told where he stood. And as a result, doesn't like the idea of the secrecy behind it.
Which is completely different from what we just heard Dabo talk about, where he talks about how transparent the program is and how everybody knows where they stand all the time.
Dabo talked about it in that. Oh, my computer froze.
Did I steal your talking point?
No. Dabo talked about in that everything they do is reviewed and rated and judged and graded.
Mm-hmm.
And so at they pass that little test, all right? And you answer and that's graded. And then you go into you're graded in the weight room, actually. You're graded in your conditioning. You're graded in your reads and all your throws. And everything they do, every film, every practice session they do is filmed, and they go back and they rate them. And everybody knows where they stand through all of that, right? Sure. Isn't that what he's talking about?
Sure.
That doesn't surprise me. I am more surprised that Alabama let Hurts talk about it than that. I think Nick Saban, and I'm just guessing here, I think Nick Saban's MO here would be, hey, it's about the team. It's not about you. It's not about where you stand. It's about what's best for the football team. Don't call attention to yourself. Jalen Hurts called attention to himself. Tua didn't call attention to himself. You remember after the national championship game, Tua said, hey, we wouldn't have been here without Jalen Hurts. Hurts and his dad have made some comments. I don't blame him. I don't think Hurts is a bad guy. Hurts is not atypical of what we see across the board.
But mm-hmm.
I don't blame him for feeling that way. I was just surprised that he came out and told people how he felt. And it just seems to me like a disaster waiting to happen down there.
Didn't we talk about maybe a week ago, 2 weeks ago, Saban and his comments on the quarterback situation where don't make it about yourself, don't comment and talk about yourself, don't put yourself forward in that?
And what did Hurts do?
He did that. He put himself to the forefront of the conversation.
So what does that mean moving forward?
Tua!
Have you ever heard Tua make any kind of me statement?
No, I don't think I've ever heard him talk, to be honest with you.
After the national championship game last year, I watched it again the other day.
I turned it off in disgust.
How'd they win that game, man?
I don't know.
That's two national championships. Their last two, they shouldn't have won. They found a way, an onside kick and finding a way to put in a second team quarterback late and end up winning the thing. How does the rest of the team feel about this, you think, in Tuscaloosa?
How does the rest of Tuscaloosa feel about it?
No, the rest of the team in Tuscaloosa, how they feel about it.
I mean, if Jalen's their guy, they probably back him. I think there's something to be said for loyalty in the program, something to be said for friendship and camaraderie. But at the same time, they're probably a little taken aback, just like we are. There's no reason to not be surprised at this. This is a program that's done things a certain way. And as a texter said, Tiger Paramedic gets in. It's like speaking out against North Korea, right? Yeah. It just doesn't happen. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like this is a good idea for Jalen Hurts. I'm sure his teammates feel that way.
It's taking attention away from their goal, from what they're doing. And that's not the Alabama way, man. It's a nameless, faceless program. So I don't win that many Heisman trophies down there.
Maybe the biggest free agent in college football history is going to be a real thing come next year. He graduates in December.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
He will be a grad transfer.
I'm not sure people can be knocking down the door to say, hey, come lead our program, though.
Grad transfer.
I know this. I know that he won a bunch of games. But in my mind, I think that they are better with Tua than they are with Jalen. So how do you hang on to both? They've had a bunch of quarterbacks transfer out of there as well.
What if they're not, though?
Yeah.
We've seen Tua for a half of football.
Texture says, I've never heard Tua say anything self-centered because I don't speak Hawaiian. Remember the fan that said that?
Yes.
They were worried about translating from Hawaiian to English.
Yep. That's the Alabama special right there. That's the Alabama difference.
Texas said, how would you take CU, or how would CU take those comments from Kelly B? Well, they don't have to because they've been transparent with him throughout. Of here's where you stand, you're going to compete. And you continue to compete.
If that happened, it'd be massive in this market. Massive.
What market is bigger, more important, this one or Alabama?
What's bigger?
Yeah, what you say it'd be massive. What market's more massive? I'm telling you, I've been in Tuscaloosa. Football is right ahead of breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Right ahead of food and water, shelter, family, acceptance. It's right just slightly ahead of all those.
I'm not saying we're a bigger market.
No, what I'm saying is, how's this going over in Tuscaloosa right now?
Oh, I'm sure it's
got to be bombshells going on, coming out of all that. I was just completely surprised that it happened that way.
You jump on a couple of those old message boards. And, you know, it's been, 36 hours since he made the comments, so I'm sure Alabama fans will figure out how to log on to the old internet, and they're in. They're all excited about it.
Did you see Kelly Bryant's comments? You listened to Kelly Bryant's comments last night?
I read a couple of Kelly Bryant's comments from last night.
There was a great line that he had.
Was it from Grace Rayner? Did you read it there, or was it in
the I heard it itself? Originally.
Okay.
Well, you know, when he first said it, he was asked.
Excuse me.
Kind of a big deal. He was asked.
Didn't realize you were in the media scrum last night.
No, I mean, I wasn't there.
There's nothing better than watching the Dabo video with the guys in the background, the guys in the media that like are so uncomfortable being on camera, but they have to get the quotes. They have to get what he's saying. It's fantastic.
I listened to a lot of South Carolina media yesterday ask questions, and like they're asking questions as the offensive lineman, and it's like the questions are just terrible. First of all, they're not questions, they're leading stuff like, talk about, or you get this sometimes. Just being together, you guys have to be a lot more confident, huh?
Yeah. There it is.
The media's, I mean, again, I don't know what you ask an offensive lineman. How are you better than you were this time last year? How's the offense going to be better?
Has your footwork improved?
Yeah. What are the things you had to work on with? I mean, that's tough. But stuff like, you know, having some people back in the front, on the offensive line, you guys got to be more confident, right? It's not a question. Anyway, Kelly B. Pew last night was asked about all this. And the best answer to any question I've ever heard. And it shifted me from being a Trevor Lawrence guy to Kelly Bryant guy.
Whoa!
No. Just kidding. He was asked, how is it that in the first part of your career, it was all about Deshaun, and now in your senior year, it's all about Trevor? And he says, well, all I can do is worry about Kelly.
There you go.
I love it, man.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I love it. And that's all you can't control.
So let him have that mindset. Let him be strong in that mindset going forward.
Right.
All of you haters out there, get off his back. Get off our backs for talking about this conversation, talking about this quarterback conversation. Clearly, it does not matter what we say because he is focused and locked in camp
right
here.
Right. He's going to play, and he's going to play a lot.
In camp, yeah.
Right. No. No, in the season. He's going to play, and he's going to play a lot in the season.
They'll do some scrimmages at some point, Cam.
Yeah. All right, I got a text here saying, that's not funny.
It was good.
Nah. I got a text message here. He said,
the personal text line.
Yeah, he said, you talk about the deepest team in Clemson history. Why, and is there a position where there's not depth? Well, I can tell you this. I think they could win the ACC championship and make the college football playoffs with any of the three quarterbacks. Agree?
With any of the three?
Yep.
No.
You don't think Chase Bryce can win the ACC?
Mm.
I do. That defense around him and all the superstars around him?
I think you can win with the top two. No doubt about it.
Really?
Yep. I think you can win the ACC with top two. No doubt about it, yeah.
I think by the if both those guys went down today, I think Chase Bryce could step right in there, and by the end of the year.
I put on a brave face, I'll tell you that much. I put on a nice brave face and
show me your brave face.
Smile through the tears. and I'd pump him up, but I'd prefer old Trevor or Kelly.
You prefer?
Oh, 16 or two.
Yeah. No, not neither one of those. I think there's depth at running back. I'm not sure there's great running backs there, but I think there's depth at running back there.
Oh, Lin-J apparently pleased Lin-J, a couple of coaches.
Yeah, Lin-J looked really good so far.
Taking some second team reps with Tavian Feaster still on the sidelines.
I don't have to go over the wide receivers, do I?
No.
I think there's depth at tight end. I'm not sure there's a great tight end in the bunch, but there's five tight ends right there. I think you can win with four of the five. The offensive line, there's not great depth, but there's answers.
I think they're too deep at every position. Aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. You might have to move some guys around, but yeah.
So, depth.
Defensive line, I mean, just my goodness gracious, NFL everywhere you look.
Too much depth.
There's depth at linebacker. When Chad Smith is a third-team linebacker, then you're pretty doggone good.
We had a guy text in. I was doing the show on Friday with Kwok. He texted in, outside of Trey Lamar, do we have any depth at linebacker? How strong is that group? And I go, well, that group is strong enough that Trey Lamar's listed as the backup right now.
Right.
It's crazy strong at the linebacker group.
Right.
Unbelievable players across the board.
I like the depth at corner. I think with Mullen and Terrell and Fields, I think Anthony Williams is a good player, and with McMichael and Goodrich being in there now, I like the depth there. Safety with Wallace and Muse, and either I think Johnson and Turner, I think they like those guys, but Goodrich and McMichael are going to have to play back there. Maybe Isaiah Simmons moves back there. There's bodies you can move around. That's the one position. You have depth at place kicker, for goodness sakes.
Three guys.
Dabo said there's competition at punter right now. I just think that in the end, this is the deepest on paper now. I want to see it firsthand tomorrow. This is the deepest I've seen this football program. When you've got NFL, Albert Huggins could play in the NFL and hadn't started yet. So we'll see. We're up against a break. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge and my friends over there. I had lunch with Leighton Cubbage again last week. And, man, they are rocking and rolling over there. I'm seeing great pictures over there, great videos over there. You know, Zach, they're not making new land anywhere. Well, I can't. Over in the Middle East, they built an island in Dubai. They actually built an island. So they brought in a bunch of sand and built one. But for the most part, they're not making new land anymore. I guess you could dam up rivers and make other lakes. But here, I feel pretty confident telling you.
Stop talking yourself out of this.
Right.
Just read it.
There's not going to be a whole lot of opportunities here.
No.
Like this.
No.
That these are the last of the last. The bottom line is that Lakeside Lodge, it's a condo resort. It's right across from Death Valley. It's located on the Highway 123. It's a condo hotel that on the days that you want to live in it, you live in it. The days you don't want to rent it out, you can rent it out. You can rent out one or two of your bedrooms. You can while you stay in the other ones in there. This is a great idea, and it's a hotel type services with you know, the lobby bar and food service and pool and hot tub and walking paths and fire pits and fitness facilities. This is where it's at, and this is an absolutely amazing deal here. Clemson Nation, you're strong right now, but boy, oh boy, you need to take advantage of this. My friends Leighton Cubbage and Taj Boyd couldn't be more excited about it. They want to talk to you about it. They're a brand new office. You just need to go by their office and see. It's just like a Clemson museum in there right now. Over right beside Tokyo over there, you know, right beside Ruby Tuesday over there. Go by and see them. Online to find out more about this great opportunity and about the sense of urgency, it's Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. .com. We'll come back. One more open phone line segment before Tony Morrell updates us with what's going on in Columbia. More after this.
The countdown is on. 25 days till Clemson football.
Ball on the left hash. Right side of the field. Right. Two wide outs. Right. One left. Brown will take the shotgun snap. Going to roll with it. Look downfield. Heaves it. Long and Mullen goes up. Picks it off. Mullen picks it off. Inside the 25 and the 21.
On the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, we are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get two country ham biscuits for just $3.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Have you heard about the changes over at T.Ed Garrison Arena? They are now offering event space rentals for banquets, parties, fundraisers, weddings, and more in their air-conditioned 10,000-square-foot newly renovated cattle sales complex. Also ask about their full-service RV sites for football tailgating. Convenient 9-minute drive to the stadium. Call 864-646-2717 today to pre-book. Space is limited and will sell out quickly. Go Tigers! This ad was funded by the City of Clemson Accommodations Tax.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Do you want bigger biceps? Do you want to increase your bench by 58 pounds in 6 weeks? Protein is not enough. 75 to 90% of your protein is wasted and not used for muscle building. Optinas works genetically to redirect protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda Easley offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda Easley is there to help you find the new or pre-owned vehicle just right for you. Online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easley.
This is Paul Heinauer, president of GlassPro. If you have any automotive experience and changed too many tires or done one too many oil changes, GlassPro has exciting long-term career options with generous pay and full benefits. Right now, we're hiring experienced autoglass technicians and mechanically inclined trainees, and we'll even pay you while you train. Apply online today at glasspro.net. That's glasspro.net.
It's your choice, GlassPro.
The 105.5 The Roar annual NCAA college football kickoff show is Thursday, August 16th at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville. The whole crew will be on hand to break down the 2008.
The Roar.
That's what I'm talking about. Sports.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
One thing you don't want Kristen to tell you is, I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me. Welcome back, man. Glad to have you with us. It is August. It is school time. It is time to get the carpets cleaned from all your family activities from the summer. Zero Res can do that. No soil attracting residue, no soap, no harsh detergents. This is pure safety for your pets and for your family. Awfully important right now for this month only $129. Mention my name, get a free hallway. You're going to love this. The kids are out of the house. The dirt's going to be out of the house. Don't forget about this time of year for the air duct cleaning specials as well. We did our home this way. We did the station this way, and we love it. 558-7300, zeroresgreenville.com. Make your appointment today. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning specials. Welcome back. Let's do phone calls, texts, and tweets in this segment, Mr. Orr 24. Let's start with tweets. You ready? Skip writes in at Mickey Pollard. The quote from Dabo, quote, "Our biggest battles will be on the practice field," unquote. He just told the country that they are on notice and they were coming, and you better have your big boy pants. I heard a lot of people say that. Well, look, if they're the second best team in the country and they're better than any team on their schedule, then doesn't that make sense that their biggest battles will be on the practice field? Vince Dooley always did that. Danny Ford always did that. That's that old school, old style way of thinking in that we want practice to be harder than the game. It's not a bad way to go about it, I wouldn't think. I can certainly see that. MJK, our big sexy tiger, writes in. If Urban reported the possible issue to the university, then he's done his job under Title IX laws. He is not an expert in domestic violence and is not expected to be, which is why he needs to only report it up the chain. The timeline is the open question.
Which is what we talked about in the first segment, what Kwok mentioned yesterday. This should take 35 minutes.
Right.
Go to the campus, find the office where the files are stored, grab the file. If it says that he did it in time, he did it in time.
I'm looking at this lady now on Twitter. Scrub this alligator from
there goes the show.
I got distracted. I feel like Quackenbush right now. Is there any way to describe what I'm looking at right now? Is that Zach Gormish, door 24?
Yeah, she's cleaning the alligator with a broom.
A broom, big old brush broom.
Yeah, yeah.
And the alligator, I guess this feels good, the alligator.
I'm sure it does.
Feel good to be, man.
What noise does an alligator make?
I called some this weekend down in Buford. And they came straight to me. Little babies.
Did they?
Yeah. They're about the size. They were like a foot long. Cute. Goodness gracious, are they cute.
Did you grab one?
No. Because mama might have been right around the corner.
Dude, you just got to go for it. You got to Steve Irwin it.
I might have been a little cranky down there. 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone line. Twitter at Mickey Pollard at Mr. Orr 24.
24.
Dang. Healthcare text line. 986-1566.
Got it.
On that health care text line.
Crushed it. I'm all over it.
Texture said, is Clemson deep this year? I was wondering if y'all have talked about that yet this morning. LOL. Yeah, Clemson's very deep. Next question said, That's good. How about the kicker? How is Hugel? Hugel, I think, from what I understand, Hugel's doing well.
All three have been doing well from little snippets that we've read and heard.
I think all three in the competition. I think Spence is in the competition. I think BT Potter's in the competition.
I would be surprised if BT Potter plays more than the four games allotted and still be in the redshirt. Yeah.
Because you're saying he's punting too?
I'd be surprised.
Okay. Question.
I have an answer.
If he is a guy who has his ultra strong leg.
Yeah.
And could be a kickoff guy that booms it out of the back of the end zone 75% of the time. Is it worth avoiding a redshirt and playing him every game?
No, but it's worth keeping his games limited until the end of the season where you can boom it out when it really matters.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, but seeing in it, like all these guys are leaving after 3 years anyway, leaving after 4 years anyway.
You don't leave after 4 years or 3 years after for a kicker. You don't do that.
Bradley Pinion did.
Yeah, he was a punter.
Chris Gardocki did. Called me in the middle of a sit there. Chris Gardocki did.
How is that new ginger ale lemonade nonsense?
Overrated.
Is it?
Ginger ale lemonade is overrated.
Nice little mixer, probably. Really?
It's good. It's not great.
That. You hate to hear that.
Yeah. Hadn't mixed it in a spirit yet.
Oh, really?
Nah. Let's see how that turns out. Chris Gardocki did. Robert Aguayo. Didn't Aguayo leave Florida State early?
I have no idea. Roberto Aguayo?
Yeah, Roberto.
How'd it work out for him?
It didn't work out too good.
So I guess you could say it's not likely that people leave early.
Right, but like, what if he just graduates and doesn't want to kick anymore?
Hey, maybe that's the case.
I don't know. And look, the new redshirt rules do allow for an awful lot of decisions to be made.
It's going to change the way this whole team is managed. It's going to be exciting to watch.
This is an interesting question for you.
Don't.
My wife said a while ago, she texted me, she said, poor Zach. I went, why? He was agreeing with you, but you didn't think he was agreeing with you. I went, well, about what? She said, I forgot. Do you remember that last segment?
What was I agreeing about? But, the Alabama stuff.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
What do you mean, idiot? You moron? Matt from Munt's Corner asked a very interesting question to you, Mr. Or24.
He says, where would Bentley be on our depth chart this year? Third, question mark?
What do you say? What say you?
I think Jake Bentley would have a nice camp with Clemson and would settle in into the three or four spot on the depth chart.
Really?
Yeah.
You think Chase Price is better than Jake Bentley?
I think it would be a hard-fought competition for that three spot.
Let me say this about Jake Bentley. I had a conversation with a Gamecock fan last week.
He'd be wearing a penny on game days, putting signs in.
I think Clemson fans have to watch Jake Bentley more than just there. Because I've seen Jake Bentley play twice in person.
Mm-hmm.
And both times, he stunk.
Mm-hmm.
The three words best describe him are stink, stink, stunk. He stunk. So I get jaded by...
I'm excited for the Grinch this Christmas.
You're a foul one, Mr. Bentley.
Mm.
He didn't look very good in those two games. So I get jaded by those things.
Yes.
But, like, all I have is what my eyes tell me. He looked good against Michigan in the second half. He looked good against Tennessee. I'm not going to get Tennessee. Looked good against some other schools last year in some games, right?
Yeah. Listen, I think he would compete. I think he'd be a nice, serviceable backup quarterback to the backup.
Yeah. I don't know. Talent-wise.
Where are you landing him on that?
I don't know. It's a different time, different place, different deal. I don't know.
This year, right now, where is he? He's ahead of Batson.
Yeah. He's ahead of Batson. Yeah, he's ahead of Batson. He is... I don't know. It's a good question. I don't normally dodge questions, but I don't have to dodge that one.
Dodge the crap out of that one.
I like this question. How's Cornell Powell and DeAndre Overton looking? I understand that Powell has really, really, really looked good. Did you see where Tony Elliott called him Mr. Under Armour? That he looks like an Under Armour model? He's just bulked up and his arms are like the size of
No, but we're mine. Nike school, so figure it out there, Cornell.
Yeah.
But if you want to know the answer to those questions, feel free to listen Thursday morning as we will have a practice report, a live in-person practice report.
Mm. I think Overton's getting bigger and stronger and better, too. Just happens to play the same position as T. Higgins and Justin Ross, and we'll see how all that works out. Travion Thompson, see how all that works out. You almost feel bad for Travion Thompson through a lot of that stuff. That you just look around and there's just better players. Bulldog Brian in Piedmont says, Mickey, good morning. Have you covered UGA's latest recruiting? We don't because all these are five stars and the greatest players ever, and Georgia's going to sign everybody.
I saw Zamir White is supposedly full go.
I saw that. And that's bad news for the rest of the SEC East.
That's terrible news for the rest of the SEC East.
Yeah. Texture here says, Kelly has no limits athletically. Competition breeds success. Trevor could be the best thing that ever happened to Kelly Bryant.
That could be true. I don't think he has no limits athletically, by the way. But I think that could be true. The competition, iron sharpens iron, right?
Yeah, iron sharpens iron. It's a great point. Whoever said that didn't know that football coaches would say that forever and ever and ever.
They had no idea.
Yeah. Only the top level football coaches, though.
Oh, only the big boys.
Yeah, would ever say that.
You can't say it below D1AA.
No, no. I had a great chance to visit with my friends over at Katichi on the phone last night. Man, Katichi is rocking and rolling. They have so many great things planned over at Katichi and big things planned over there. Here's what I'm telling you. This weekend, sneak out. Play some golf this weekend. Get your wedding plans done over there. Do the spa over there. Do the dining over there. You're going to love all of that. But the main thing now is the stay and play and the calendar and getting over and lodging over with their football weekend packages. Look, the tailgate packages, you need to learn more about this and more about what games are out there for you. Get the food. You come in, transportation to and from football games. The shuttle is there. Food and beverage up to 8 people. So if you're going to Clemson or Georgia games, this is it for you. Katichi.com, CATEECHEE.com. Do that today. Tony Morrell, hour number 3.